Good afternoon. There you have found the Life Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. It is Saturday, June the 23rd, and on a lovely Saturday afternoon, now that this storm has passed through our area here in northwest Louisiana. And we're talking at the moment with Gary from Texas, but if you have some ideas you'd like to kick around with us and join us in this discussion, you can do that by dialing 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Gary, you were talking about some downloads and video that would have credentialed people. The great minds move in like ways, and this is no exception. As we speak, there are plans being made to assemble and make such a video exactly as you described to distribute out to all the truth troopers. But before we get into that, I want to hear the rest of your truck driver story.
What I've been doing is every week I try to make about 25 kits up, and I'm going to step it up to 50. And I go into a truck stop, and I start handing it out, and out of probably if you'd hand out 10, 5 of the people would be interested in sitting down with you and having a cup of coffee and listening to what you have to say. And if I can hand them a video, or better yet, which I don't have, is a CD that they can take back to their truck and put in their CD player and listen while they're going down the road, you whet their appetite to learn the truth. And it's a hands-on way that it's slow, but you know the principle, 1, 2, 4, 6, 8. If you start handing that out, you can get to a lot of people.
That's right. And that's great.
And truck drivers are very independent people. There's a lot of them that are sympathetic with the Patriot movement, so it's a good place to do this. And we just need those tools, and if you can get us where we can download them, where you can go buy 300 CDs and print them up for 23 cents a piece and hand them out to people, it's a very good way. And most of the time they'll listen to it because they get back in their truck, they're going down the road, they're tired of listening to the radio, so they'll put that CD in, and you can really do a lot of education that way.
Well, the twist that you've added to this notion is that you're talking about audio, a CD rather than a DVD, and that is, something we need to do. We need to, whatever this we work up here, but to get you up to date on what we're doing here that's very similar to that, and I've made a note of putting it on an audio with a CD for just exactly the reasons you've given. Great idea. But in particular with the truckers, because as you say, that they are independent people. These are the last of the free spirits, the ones that go out and they rely on themselves and each other. And that's what started this country, was the fact that we had spent 100 years relying on nobody but ourselves and one another. And that's exactly what truck drivers are. They're just exactly what Americans were 230 years ago. But nevertheless, what we are doing is assembling a group of attorneys. There are a number of attorneys across the country who are tax aware, and although these attorneys will have different approaches to a defense of someone who is being accused by the government, just as if you took any kind of case and gave it to any group of lawyers there, I'm fond of telling people, if you ask 10 lawyers the same question, you'll get 12 answers back. But that's what we're doing now, is we're putting together a video. And with that, we will be putting that together, too, on an audio CD that can be distributed exactly, because I've written it down and it's in the books. But that's basically where we're headed. Now, we're also headed into another break. These things sure do fly by whenever you're having a good time.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We're talking about taxes with Gary in Texas. If you've got any comments or suggestions or information that you want to share with us, give us a call at 1-800-313-9443. That idea, Gary, of going in and taking it to these truckers is just terrific. I can't get over the initiative it took for you to come up with that.
You know, Tom, one of the things, too, I found out, we can do a lot at home. You know, like I purchased a duplicating machine so I can, you know, it's not any big problem to make these CDs and
right.
DVDs. And, you know, whenever you get a few extra bucks, you can buy a couple of hundred blank CDs or DVDs and make them and hand them out. And I just think it's a real good way to get people interested. The other thing I'd like to see is kind of a professional brochure. I've made some brochures when I've been campaigning for Ron Paul.
Yeah.
And
we're in the political business. We call those pushcards.
Yeah, and if we could have something too to hand out, where people will allow you to lay down a little stack of them on the counter, and they can direct people to Truth Attack. And there's a few pages from credentialed professionals. This is what, when I talk to them, after I've talked to them 15, 20 minutes, they realize I'm not a screwball or a kook.
Yeah.
And if you have something that you can hand them, if you can't talk to them, that has credentialed professionals, it really breaks the ice, and it really, that when they read it, they go home, they get more interested.
It makes it a genuine or serious issue rather than a frivolous issue, and that's the whole thing we're about, is the fact that it's coming from people who are, you know, it's not just you, and it's not just me, but it's a host of people who are in a position to know.
That's absolutely right. Now
you're right, and that's those are all in the plan. The only reason that we don't have those is, of course, we're, number one, we're just starting. Mm-hmm. Number two is that it takes some money. Although we're po-boying this, and although we're stretching every dollar, I get discounts from everybody, including on these signs that we're putting out this weekend. You got a discount there, but what we're doing with the printing and whatnot is going to take some time to get all of that assembled, get it worked up. Right now, we're gathering up the attorneys who will go on video and ultimately audio explaining the law and what it does and doesn't cover. Much like the video that I have posted on YouTube, which incidentally, we are up over 8,300 views on that right now. So keep forwarding that, Earl, off of that YouTube. I got a few calls or emails last week when I suggested that from people who couldn't find it because they were entering a search for Tom Crier, C-R-I-E-R, the way it was spelled on the RVN website. Hopefully that's been corrected because Crier is spelled C-R-Y. E-R, Tom Crier, C-R-Y-E-R. And if you enter that search, that'll pull up those videos, copy the URL, and forward it out to everybody. That's where you get these things into the mainstream. But this video with a bunch of lawyers will have that many more time multiple of impact. It's not just one lawyer anymore. It's a bunch of them.
You need CPAs, too.
And if we can get some CPAs into the mix, that would be great. But these are professionals who are in a position to know what the law is. And whenever you get a video and an audio put together like that, and then, of course, the pushcards will also, you know, list out these credentials and these individuals as well and let them know, hey, this isn't just some sort of fruitcake notion from a guy who wanders around talking to strangers in truck stops.
You know, Tom, one thing I've tried to do, too, here, and I support you, and I try to send a donation every week.
Well, thank you,
to your
sir.
Cause, and I also try to send something once a month to Truth Attack.
Well, I know exactly who now I'm talking to because I see your donation come in once a week or so, and God bless you. Yeah.
And it comes under a couple different names, but now I got it under my name. But this is what a lot of people can do. If a lot of us maybe don't have a lot of money, spare money, for donation to the cause, if they just try to do a little every week, so it's a little easier, and if there are enough of us do that, we'll get over the hump.
That's right. But the main thing we need with Truth Attack is to get some startup funds for these initial expenditures. Because, for example, like you said, you can burn these things for 23 cents. You can mail them for maybe, 50 cents. I don't know what the postage is on mailing these things, the mailers and the cost of that. But Truth Attack is going to be making those available at the cost of replacement.
Yep.
But we've got to produce them to start with.
Yeah, all we need is a master we can download. A lot of us are computer literate enough that we can make them right here at home. I get printable discs so I can write right on it. It looks professional.
That's right. And those will be, they'll be underneath, you know, on the website where it says Contact Congress.
Yeah.
Right underneath there will be a button called Downloads. And you'll be able to download things like that from that site once we get something to put there.
I'd like to say one more thing, and then I don't want to take up any more time
because
there's other people. I am coming to your trial. I'm going to stay the full time of it.
And, thank you. I saw the note.
And also, I'm real happy to see Larry Beecraft on your team. He's on my team, too.
Well, he's been on the team since the get-go, since day one, but we kind of held that under wraps.
So So we will see you at the trial, probably.
I'm looking forward to meeting you, Gary.
And, is there going to be a common place that we might all stay at? If
enough people register on with Gary Thomason, who is the coordinator for the courtroom fill-in demo, if enough people will pre-register with him, let him know that they're coming in which days, then if once we have enough, he can go and meet with one of the hotels and try to get a special rate. But, you know, with not knowing what the numbers are, naturally, I mean, we can't commit to a block. And you have to commit to a block in order to get a discount.
I think it's very important that they know we're watching them.
Yes, it is. And it's very important that the jury knows that I'm not just one guy, you
right.
know, roaming around in truck stops talking to people. All right. You're doing great work, Gary. I'd love to see a million guys like you out there doing this. It'd be over next weekend.
We'll talk to you later.
All right. You take care. God bless. We got on this. These are the kinds of ideas and things of thinkers running around. But talking about the truck drivers brings up the fact of the truck driver who emailed in a while back, is indicating that he's putting a sign up across the back of his rig, a rolling billboard. You know, there is no law making the average American liable for the income tax. Truthattack.org. And that's the kind of initiative. That's the kind of energy it's going to take for us to get this done. We've got a few minutes here before the next shutdown, but let's go on ahead and get started with Robbie in Illinois. Robbie, you there?
Yeah, this is Rodney.
Oh, Rodney, I'm sorry.
That's all right, Tom. Yeah, this is short. You know, the effect of the other lady, you know, former IRS agents who defected, it can't be overstated. And this raised a question in my mind concerning something in the nature of TurboTax. Now, everybody's heard of TurboTax, a program to help, you know, otherwise ignorant so-called income taxpayers to fill out their forms. Well, what if an accurate, honest program were developed as a means of you can imagine the effect that might have if it got circulated or was made available.
Okay, practical matter. You know, a good idea at the inception, saying, okay, this is a good way to get people, you know, to file accurate tax returns instead of, you know, inaccurate, ignorant tax returns. The problem is that you have with that, Rodney, is that would be a sale of a tax scheme or approach that the IRS could characterize, whether it is or not, doesn't matter. They could characterize that as a promotion of a tax shelter or a tax fraud or tax scheme. For example, Truth Attack is very careful never to recommend any kind of action relative to taxes themselves. In other words, Truth Attack doesn't tell anybody they should or shouldn't file, doesn't tell anybody they should file but deduct this or enter this form or use that particular approach. And the reason is that already over 200 organizations have been squashed. They've had their inventories raided and stolen. They have been subjected to gag orders. They've been subjected to penalties and in some cases imprisoned because they were offering a method of dealing with the IRS's big lie on a one-on-one basis. And so that's why we can't do that. Okay. And that's why, and if somebody else did it, it probably wouldn't last very long because as soon as they got started, they would get what they call 6,700, just exactly what's been filed against Bob Schultz and others, you know, that are trying to get the word out. But that's basically why we can't do that.
Well, last thing, Ed,
I'll tell you what, we're running into a break. Let me carry you over, and we'll finish this discussion up, because this is important for people to understand the distinction between. It's a good question.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back to the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. We are talking about taxes today, the way we like to talk about taxes once a week, except for people like Gary in Texas who are talking to 10, 15 truck drivers a day about this. You know, that's the way you get things done. That's the way to get the word out, get the word on the road, not just for your local community, but he's hitting these communities all over the country because these drivers are taking the message out of town with them. What a terrific idea. And, Rodney, your idea is not a bad one. It's just one that runs into a brick wall. Do you see what happens whenever we try to do that? We try to tell people, okay, here's how to beat them. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, Tom.
Do you see where the 6,700 gag orders and whatnot start coming out of the woodwork?
Yeah.
Yeah. But there are things that you can do. And that's what, I don't know, are you enlisted in Truth Attack yet?
Yes, I am.
All right, so you got your combat kit?
I've got it.
All right, you notice in the instructions there on conducting these free seminars, that it, how many times it says, don't do it. Don't go out and give, you know, advice. Don't add to this. Don't, you know, put more, don't pile more on this poor soul.
Right.
That you already
right.
have. Well, that's one of the reasons that admonition is in there so many times is because, and we don't. believe me, they've already been on the site. Department of Justice has been on the site. Even the court has been on the site, because we can see who, what origins. We can't tell who they are, but we can certainly know what domains that they're coming out of. And another one is the IRS itself, of course, has been on there a number of times. And so they're there. I mean, they're looking for any excuse to try to shut that message down, to stop Truth Attack. But this whole thing was designed to be immune from counterattack. And what you've brought up, it gives us a chance to really talk about the benefits of doing that. Are you conducting any particular method now, Rodney? Are you using yourself any particular method of filing or whatever?
No, I haven't filed since 93.
Oh, okay. One of the things, of course, that we warn people is that if you're, quote, in compliance, I call it more like in obedience, is to try to stay that way so that they can't come at you. People like you and me, Rodney, have you know, you can't file as a gang. You can't file as a group. And so we can't have the strength of numbers when we file or don't file. You can't refuse to file as a group. I guess you could refuse to, but, I mean, I wouldn't ask a group to do that. But
I appreciate your education here, and I should have been able to figure that out myself, but I didn't.
Well, you know, it's amazing. I wouldn't say that, because, I mean, I should have been able to figure this out a long time ago. I was an attorney and a very highly regarded. I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but, I mean, I'm ordered the coif. I'm an undergraduate of law school. I've made law in a number of cases in the state Supreme Court and appellate courts. I've tried hundreds of cases, and I've got a very high, you know, regard among the bar. But I didn't have any notion that there was anything at all wrong with the income tax, other than it was just too damn much.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't know until you find out. And what the good thing about your question is that if you're asking that question, or if you're wondering why, then there are a lot of other folks out there that are wondering why. And we didn't just answer your question, we answered theirs too. And that's why, you know, getting these questions in from folks is so good for everybody else.
Okay, I just got two more quick comments.
All right.
One is, if Truth Attack, you know, if us Truth Troopers are getting burned out on sending letters to our elected officials, why don't we broaden it to certified public accountants, tax preparers, and attorneys, maybe even in that order, and notify these people?
That suggestion has been made before, and it's being kicked around, and it's not a bad suggestion. One of the things that we do suggest that you do is contact your accountant and contact your attorney and ask them, because, you know, you're dealing with people who are a lot smarter than everybody else, right? You're right.
Right.
They got the same gray matter between their ears that everybody else has. They pull their pants on one leg at a time. Nobody's perfect except maybe you and me, and sometimes I'm not too sure about you, right?
Right.
So, nonetheless, you can't go with those guys directly and say, hey, you're doing all this wrong, because they immediately slip into defense mode and denial. They will refuse. It's one of the problems that pro se's have. Pro se's go to court, and it's not because they, you know, and I want to warn you, by the way, there'll be a break here in a minute, but I want you and I to talk about this for another minute, if you can spare the time.
Sure.
That's why the courts don't take pro se seriously, even when they're telling the truth. But we're going to take a break here. If you've got something to say, give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. And, Rodney, if you'll stay on with us, I want to talk to you about that. We want to kick that around a little bit.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Kicking some good notions around and some good questions around right now with Rodney from Illinois. If you've got something you want to offer, give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. You know, Rodney, we're talking about CPAs and attorneys, right?
Yes.
All right. In your kit, there's a suggestion. I'm going to tell you a story here that backs this up. My accountant, of course, was being interviewed and questioned, more like interrogated, by the Department of Justice, the U.S. Assistant U.S. Attorney, and the IRS officials recently. And he emailed me. He said, "Tom," he says, "I know that you're earnest about this, but he said, I can't help but believe that I'm standing next to General Custer, and he doesn't, you know, to Custer, and he doesn't know how many Indians they've got." And yeah. I wrote him back. I said, "Yeah, I know how many Indians there are." And I said, "But remember, Custer went down, but the Indians lost the war." I said, "But just for kicks, George, why don't you look up, just for your information, look up the law that makes you liable and me liable for the income tax that identifies us as being among a set of liable persons." And I said, "While you're at it, look up the law or the regulation entitled the force of law that fixes the tax rates. And if you still want some stuff to dig up," I said, "look up the law or the regulation entitled the force of law that sets a standard exemption." just for fun. 2 days later, I got an email back saying, I'm with you, General. That was all he said. Yeah, at that point, you know, he had to realize, because when he pulled up the code, he couldn't find, there wasn't one. And when he pulled up the regs, there were none. And, you know, sometimes the best thing to do with these guys, with CPAs and lawyers, because they don't listen to other folks, to laymen, okay? And I think I'm lucky, because I've always thought that there isn't a single man or woman alive that doesn't know something I don't know yet. But most lawyers don't think that way. And
maybe Tom, you ought to put out a personal invitation to the American Bar Association to send a reporter or some investigator to witness the trial.
The AVA doesn't want to touch this. They're afraid of it, too. As a matter of fact, you know, I sent the memo out to over 50 law school law reviews. Now, law reviews are, it's a group of the elite students, you know, the top students, who research and publish articles on particular legal issues. And this is exactly the kind of stuff they ought to be all over. But not one out of the 50 would touch it. Everybody's afraid of the government. And it's, you know, it's time that we make the government afraid of us. So we need to crack the whip. Right now the tail is banging the dog up against the wall. You know, we need to put the tail in its place. But, you know, going after, you know, educating the lawyers and the CPAs like you're talking about doing is a wonderful thing. It would be a great thing to do. But I think that you might want to consider an approach similar to that suggested in a combat kit, and that is to have them make that discovery rather than you try to persuade them to look, because they don't want to look. They don't want to see. I've had lawyers tell me, Tom, I know you well enough to know that you're, whatever it is that you think is true, and I know you well enough to know that you wouldn't be saying it if it wasn't. But I don't want to know about it, because I don't want to be where you are. Because he was under the same oath that I am. As long as he's ignorant, then he can go ahead and not do anything about it.
Well, this guy has moved from genuine ignorance to willful ignorance. He needs to be caught.
Well, you're right. And but you can't force them. You know, it's one of the things about being a free country is that, you know, ignorance is bliss, they say, but I don't believe that ignorance is bliss. I believe that ignorance merely means that your chains are invisible. The only difference between an ignorant man and a man in captivity or under a tyranny is that, or slavery, is that the ignorant man can't see or feel his chains. Now, if that's a blessing, maybe it is, but I think it's a false blessing. And I think, because as long as you can't see your chains and you can't feel your chains, you're not going to do anything to get out of them.
That's true.
And
the Lord said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And
that is a very, very apt, you know, phrase in this particular setting, because we're not free as long as somebody else owns a piece of our labor.
You're quite right.
You know, what's the difference between owning 10% of me and owning all of me? What's the difference between being 10% pregnant and being pregnant? If you're a slave, you're a slave.
I hear you. It just means you might have the privilege of lording it over more slaves under you. But that's not a position I want to be in. I want to be free.
Yeah. And I want all of us to be free. And I want everybody to be free, even those who can't see their chains. And but I also know that I can't free them. I can't do it. Now, all of us can, but and I know there are a lot of folks out there in the tax honesty community that they want to be the one that comes back and has the parade and receives the laurels for killing a dragon, and I understand that, but no one of us is going to kill this dragon, and as long as we keep going up against it one at a time, you know, by filing these returns with zero or filing whatever method, you know, that gets us in trouble, we're all going. call, Roddy, and I'm glad that you brought up the idea about that, because it allows us to clarify why we can't go there. And I'm sure you cleared this up for a number of other folks that were wondering the same thing, because it just seems to follow that once you know a wrong is being committed, then, you know, how do we counter strike? What's a counterpunch for that? And the counterpunch here is to take a step backwards. Get shoulder to shoulder with a whole lot of people. Raise that finger, raise that sword of truth, and holler thief. You know, that's the solution. Because this thief is so dangerous, this thief is so powerful, that if we try to stop him, we're going to get killed. You know, if not literally, then figuratively.
Well, do you remember in the Ukraine?
Hello? Do I remember what, Roddy?
The Orange Revolution. In the Ukraine, it was a public, it was a uprising, spontaneous uprising of the people to nullify August election, and it's something I've often wanted to research, but it happens even in communist countries, and I think what we've got going is a red revolution, and it's got Ron Paul.
Well, I really hope that Brian can break loose of the margin where they've kept shoving him. And break into the mainstream of the race, but I think his best bet of doing that is by getting an issue that is so provocative that the media can no longer afford to ignore him. I've been trying to get him to, or trying to get others to get him to jump on this tax issue. I mean, he'll talk about getting rid of the Fed, he'll talk about getting rid of the IRS, but why will he not come up and talk about when he knows that this is a big lie? He knows that they can't constitutionally tax labor. Why won't he jump on this? I wish he would. I think that would be the ticket to his getting back into the limelight, his getting up front, because that's what it's going to take. Otherwise, he'll just be obscured out of the race, and I really hope that doesn't happen.
Well, it's 1 week at a time, and the 30th in Iowa, there's going to be a rally.
Well, I hope it does well. But I do thank you for your call. It was a great discussion. And hang in there and keep putting those letters out. Don't burn out, because they've learned to wait for the burnout. Add to it, not just lawyers and CPAs, but add your neighbors to mailing to those congressmen and senators. And add your neighbors and your workers that, you know, go to the truck stop like Gary in Texas is doing, and recruit people and give them their letter kits. You know that's the way to do it. But to keep adding and making it bigger and bigger. But the sooner they start to think that the jig is up, the sooner it's going to be over.
Okay, Tom, will do.
All right. Thanks, Rod.
Bye.
And I believe now we've got Henry. We're wanting to get everybody in here. Oh, we got Henry.
Yeah, hello?
Henry, are you there?
Yeah, hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, I'm going to make this very quick. You could take other calls. You mentioned about income tax. Somebody called a long time ago, said that under United States Code Title 13, I forgot what section it was, that notes, bonds, and something else is not taxable. And also, the Federal Reserve is a note. And also, when it comes to bonds...
Okay. I'm familiar with what you're talking about. They're saying that no debt instrument of the United States would be subject to taxation. And the Federal Reserve note is a debt instrument of the...
It's classified as a note. It's just
right.
Like if I have an investment
here's the
with
problem.
City bonds or state city
yeah.
bonds or school bonds, it's triple tax free or exempt from state tax or federal tax. Certain types of bonds like state bonds, city bonds, and those kind of things.
Right.
It's municipal bonds. Junk bonds, unless you're talking about the stock market thing, it's still a bond if it's called a bond with that word. A note is another thing. I mean, a note is a like a promissory note. It's an instrument of debt.
Well, both of them are evidences of debt.
Right. And under the United States Code, Title 13, a note, a bond, and something else is not... I forgot what the other item is, what the other financial item is, but those other two are not taxable under United States federal law. I'm saying that's one thing you could add on top of the other stuff against the
United States. Well, except that, for one thing, and that is that this is one of those don't eat that Elmer arguments. Here's the problem. All of these, what I call a tinfoil hat brigade arguments, are based on some grain of truth, and there is truth that the federal bonds and instruments of or evidences of debt are exempt from taxation.
Right, but what if I go to a lawyer library and just photocopy the title?
Well, I'm familiar with what you're talking about, but here's the problem, is that there is no money tax. There is no tax on money. There's no tax on Federal Reserve notes. There's a tax on income, which is measured in Federal Reserve notes, but the tax isn't on the money. If you had money sitting
there,
that's true.
That makes
box,
sense. I see what you're saying there.
You see that? But they're not taxing money.
Right.
They're taxing in money. The tax is payable in money.
Yeah, but see, that also violates the section of the Constitution in the beginning of it, though, that deals with excise taxes. I think William Cooper covered that.
Well, you've got
excise. It has to be for goods and services or something.
Well, now you're talking about the extent of the taxing authority.
Right.
And the extent of the taxing authority, yes, it does. It exceeds. What the IRS says is taxed is a lot more than what the law says. What the law and the regulations say is that we're only taxing taxable income. We're not taxing non-taxable income. So the law automatically adjusts itself to only tax or attach to those items of income that are from activities that are within the federal taxing authority. And under the excising power, manufacture, sale, and consumption of goods and the exercise of corporate privileges are within the excising power. But what about you're going to work and painting somebody's house for them? Is that the manufacture, sale, or consumption of goods? No. So is that within the taxing authority? No. So that's not taxable income.
So, right, I'm providing.
But the IRS will tell you that it is. So that's where the problem comes
right,
in.
Right, it's code. It's not law. In other words, it's not law. There's no...
Well, yes, it is. It's still about being a private law or public law. It's also another one of those that you have to be careful about. And about the 16th being private law. No, it is law. It is the law of the land. It was enacted by Congress. It was adopted.
Oh, you're talking about the 16th Amendment. But that's
no, I'm not talking about the 16th Amendment. The 16th Amendment was proclaimed adopted. I don't think it ever really was, but it was proclaimed adopted. And until we get it unproclaimed, we're going to have to live with it. But I'm talking about the tax code. I'm talking about the Internal Revenue Code. It is the law. But the law doesn't say.
Yeah, but if it's a law, wasn't it passed by Congress?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yes, it was, and it was enacted by Congress. Now, but look at what the law says. The first section, Title 26, Section 1, says taxes imposed on taxable income, which means that it's not imposed on income that isn't taxable. What they don't tell you is what part isn't taxable.
Well, they classify, Supreme Court classified income as corporate profit.
In one instance, they said corporate profits or profits from business, but
no corporate profit, a corporation.
Well, in one instance,
could be a company.
In one instance involving a corporation, but they never held that it didn't apply to income of others other than corporations. Here's where you run into taking a little something and making it bigger than it was. Look only at what was in that case. And that's a difficult thing to do, and it's real easy to be misled by some of these things. There's one, and I mean even folks like Urban Schiff and whatnot. Guys who've been doing this for a long time. I saw on his website he was citing Lucas V. Earle saying that wages are not income. Well, the problem with that is that Lucas versus Earle, in that case, if you go back and look at the case, the statement that wages are not the same as income wasn't made by the court. It was made in brief by one of the parties that was arguing, because in those older cases, they reported not only the court's ruling in its opinion, but they also reported the arguments made by the attorneys. And one of the attorneys had argued that, but it wasn't part of the holding. But it certainly got credit for it in a lot of instances, and a lot of folks are relying on it. So go back and do your own research is my recommendation on that. Henry, go back and look at the stuff yourself and make sure you limit it to where it is. All right? Well, you have a good one, and thanks for the call. And we'll be back here on the Live Free Zone in just a few minutes.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Welcome back to the Live Free Zone. We're talking about a lot of the developments, of course, earlier that were going on with respect to my trial, and I think I mentioned earlier that the YouTube video is past 8,300 and something, last time we checked. These are all things that we could be doing, and you've heard some ideas from a lot of good callers, and we've got another good caller in Idaho. Vicki, are you there?
Hi, Tommy. This is a really interesting discussion, and I was wondering, it sounds to me as if they are defining people as a business in order to tax them, because under the Constitution, under the laws, income that based on work is not taxable. Is that, do I understand?
Well, no. What they're doing, Vicki, is this, and here's something that everybody's trying to make sense of it. Mm-hmm. But you can't make sense of a lie, and that's basically what they've got here. They've written a tax on non-resident aliens and foreign corporations, and they're applying it to everyone by making it so vague, by making it so obscure. Then it allows them to say, to fill in the blanks. And what the IRS does is it issues instructions to forms that say you must file this return, you must pay this tax, and you get a bill from them, and what are you going to do? Take them on, pay them? Most people don't. Most people don't even think about it. Most people think that that's what the law is. They just accept the fact that the IRS says this is a law, but it isn't.
Well, yeah, you can't take them. You can't take them on straight up because you lose.
That's
most,
right.
Most every time.
As far as saying, okay, well, we're defining persons as businesses. Persons can have gains. Individuals, people like you and me, mm-hmm. we can have gains. We can have profits. I mean, we can run a shop the same way as General Electric sells appliances. You and I can go out and buy and sell things, and those things generate profits. And but what we're talking about that they cannot tax is our labor. And this is where we personally earn something. Now, there we're not selling something for a profit. It may be some profit in there, but you have no way of determining how much it is. So it's not income.
Uh-huh. Well, could you sue, find somebody that's squeaky clean, subchapter S, to sue for unequal treatment under the law? Because they're taxed as individuals, right? But they're running a business, so they get to deduct the expenses of their business. So in terms of equal treatment under the law, they're not equal with individuals, and they're not equal with corporations.
Now, what they are is, in subchapter S, they are treated as a partnership. And the reason for subchapter S isn't to disadvantage the business that incorporated itself, the small business. Because not everybody can be subchapter S. You have to qualify for that by the size of your business and the number of people in it, and the fact that none of them are corporations. But the thing is, what's that that's designed to do is to eliminate the double dipping that occurs when you tax somebody, tax the corporation on profits that the corporation made, and then when the rest of the profits, the net profit, goes to the owner, it gets taxed to him again as his income. So by subchapter S, it's treated as a partnership. And in a partnership, the partnership issues an informational return that says, okay, these are our partners, and this is their percentages, and this is the total amount of the profit that the partnership made, and this is how much is attributable to each of the partners. So that's how sub S works.
Oh, I thought they were a regular corporation.
They are a regular corporation as far as state law is concerned, whichever state it was that incorporated them, or the state in which they are a foreign corporation operating